Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, brothers and sisters. Good evening. All right, Brother D, you out there asleep again. You need to hit the one button, Brother D. Let me go and get Ernie on here right quick. We got a sort of long question today, so bear with me today. Brad Waters, you know you can give me a little extra time just in case. Just in case it take a little while, you know.
Dr. Carr, can I have you?
How you doing, Ernie?
Hey, Mr. Doe. What's happening?
All right. All right, Ernie, you know we don't have much time today because, you know, it's the prayer show today. But I got a question. I hope you don't take long to answer, but I need to know the answer, Ernie. You know when you drive your car down and, you know, you make your pass, Ernie, how much wear and tear, you know, I know people like to pull their cars back to check the spark plugs, but, Ernie, how much wear and tear do you really put on your car if you drive it back to the pits, Ernie?
If you're driving it back to the pits, basically none because you're coming back idling. But if you're planning on looking at your spark plugs to get the condition of the motor going down the track, it'll carbon it up coming back. So, or it'll carbon up or it'll wash the spark plugs, either one. So you're not going to get a true spark plug reading. But wear and tear, driving it back, the car's not really that hot, no problem at all.
Okay,
Thank you, sir.
That's all I wanted to. We might expand on that a little bit on the answering the tech tips, but I just wanted to know. Somebody was telling me this: don't drive the car back; it's gonna make a lot of wear and tear. And I'm saying I don't know how that's gonna make that much wear and tear. But anyway, thank you, Ernie. Talk about that a little bit later on.
Okay. Best thing to think about wear and tear: look at the bracket racers; they round robin their cars, no problems. Hey guys, okay, this is Ernie with Country Car Nitrous Oxide Systems. Give me a call when you need some nitrous equipment, need parts, pieces, need some help with your tune-up. Come to Car Nitrous Systems, 1-800-648-7687. 1-800-NITROUS. Don't forget Renegade Racing Fuels, Daytona 1 Performance Petroleum Products, FTI Transmissions down in Florida, and Don Kennedy Race Car Insurance. Back to you, dog. Love you. Guys, y'all be safe out there.
All right. Appreciate it, big man. Take care. All right.
Yes, sir.
All right, now time for the Prayer Warriors. I don't know if y'all know this song or not, but I got a couple of new songs here today for the Prayer Warriors. If y'all know them, after I play them and y'all come on, let me know if y'all know them or not, though. But see, y'all don't never send me no music to play. Don't help me out at all. I got to go out there myself and find the music and play it and see do I like the songs or not and see can I do something. So here goes some new music today. I don't know how y'all like it or not, but pay attention now. Pay attention, because you know, sometime I will have a quiz at the end of the program. Here we go, y'all.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome, if you will, Troy Ramey and the Soul Searchers.
God has been especially good to me. Well, I remember a time that when they would come to town, I would always have my ticket in the line to see them. Can I get a witness? Kept on trusting and praising God. One day a group called the Gospel Elves stopped by and picked me up. We joined up with the Mighty Clouds of Joy and we went all over the world. And I'm saying this because a lot of people don't know this, but the Clouds of Joy have been a great friend of mine. Great friend. That was a time when I needed money to send home to my children. I went to the Mighty Clouds of Joy. Can I get a witness, Richard? Can I get a witness, Joe? Their arm was always wide open. And they even gave me the opportunity once to sing with them. I love the Mighty Clouds of Joy. But how many of y'all know if you live long enough, there's going to be some rain in your life? If you live long enough, there's going to be some heartaches, and there's going to be some pain. But if you wait on the Lord, won't it make a way for you? Oh, I wish I could sing the way I want to sing right now. Because God has been good to me. And I'm going to let my light shine wherever you may see me. I'm going to let my light shine. I want to leave this with you tonight. If there ain't been no rain in your life, wait a while, wait a while, up and never down. But there ain't been no rain in your life. Wait a while. Wait a while. Wait a while. Oh, the rain. The bills are high and the rent is due too. About to Heavenly Father, it will all fall through. Oh, the rain, falling down. Ah, the rain, falling down. Ah, the rain, falling down. Ah, the rain, falling down. Come on, y'all. It's falling. It's falling down. Can I get a wind? It's falling. It's falling down. It's falling down. When you can't. It ain't nothing but rain, y'all. When you lose your love, boy, it ain't nothing but rain, y'all. See anybody here? So I'm talking about y'all. It ain't nothing but rain. When the friend misuse you, Martin. When you call everything, I put a child of God, y'all. It ain't nothing but rain. It ain't nothing but rain, y'all. When you lose your love, boy. It ain't nothing but rain, y'all. Have you had any rain in your life? Have you had any rain now? Have you had any rain? I want to see your hand. Have you had any rain now? I want to see your hand, y'all. It ain't nothing but rain. When you feel my shoes, it ain't nothing but a wrong, y'all. It ain't nothing but rain, y'all.
Man, at this time, Brother D got a little background noise. He's stuck outside right now, so I'm asking my brother if he would take over, and I'll be back as quick as possible. Brother Tim?
Yeah, Brother D, I had a little background noise myself. So with no further ado, I just wanted to thank everybody and let them know that, you know, God, He loves us so much that He gives us this opportunity to be able to fellowship with Him. And, you know, when you have problems and issues in your life, this is where you come and you ask God and you let Him know that you have a problem. And you just listen to the Word of God and you let it digest down in your heart. And we, you know, and this is where you just, this is a good start. And we thank Brother Dog for the music. It's always touching. It always has a lesson in it, you know, and sometime when the rain keeps coming down, you know, you just have to be able to turn to God and just hold on. Just wait a little while. He gonna come through for you. So I just say thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord, for this opportunity. Is Sister Marion on? Well, if Sister Marion is not on, we'll get started. Dog, if it's okay with you, we'll get started. Well, my brother and sister, let's head on down the road. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just say thank you, Lord. We thank you for this show. We thank you for this hour. We thank you for the opportunity just to praise and lift up your name. You said where two or three are gathered in your name, you would be in the midst. So we welcome you today, Lord. Holy Spirit, have your way. Saturate our hearts and our mind with your word, Lord. And we just say thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And we love you and we appreciate everything, Lord, in Jesus' name. So with no further ado, we're going to get started, and then that way we get done early because Dog said he had a question or something he wanted to ask.
What?
And
this was...
Yeah,
I'm
so
kind of going.
We'll
I'm
get... Sister Marion, is that you?
Yeah, that's me.
We couldn't hear you. So I was just blessing the show. So, well, I just have a story I want to read to the people, and I want to show them how everyday life confers with the Bible, and the Bible confers with everyday life, and that you're just going to see this. And it's a story that I want to read to you, and then later on, if they want to talk about it, that's fine. But it's a story that I want to read. So I
all
just
right.
God
where
just,
are you coming from?
Just,
are you coming from anything in the Bible?
Yes, but it's a story, and you'll see how it reads, and I'm just going to go right on through it. It's a story, and like I said, a lot of times.
Where is it in the Bible?
It's
a story. So I can turn to it. That's all.
It's not like that, Sister Mary. It's a
story.
Oh,
I got you.
And I'm trying to show them how everyday life is in the Bible, and every day the Bible is in everybody's life, and that this is an example of how you can put the Bible in everyday life. And it's just a story, and I'm going to read it to everyone.
Mm-hmm.
So with no, and the title is "The Journey Is Too Short." Okay,
right.
And it reads like this: An elderly woman got on the bus and sat down at the next stop. A strong, listen to these words, a strong, grumpy young woman climbed up and sat down beside the old woman and hitting her with numerous bags and things like that. So we see that sometime in life, people just treat you any old kind of way. This lady was already sitting on the bus, and this young lady, a strong, grumpy young lady, got on the bus, and she got packages and everything and hit the lady and all that while she's sitting down. Now watch this. When she saw the elderly woman remain silent, the young woman asked her why she did not complain when she hit her with the bags. Sometimes God's people's behavior surprised the unsaved. They can't understand why he didn't act, or why didn't she act like this. Sometimes people do things just to provoke you. And we see over in Ephesians 6 and 12, our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against darkness and principalities in high places. We're fighting against the devil. See, the devil and his little imps and all that, they come in to raise hell. See, we don't know really why this young lady came in grumpy and she was strong. See, when the old woman did not respond to her, she stayed silent. It shocked her. See, really what she was, should have been doing is apologizing to the old lady for running into her and bumping into her with all these packages. But this is it. Now watch this. The elderly woman replied with a smile. My, there it is right there. She responded with a smile and said, "There's no need to be rude or to discuss something insignificant, as my trip next to you is so short because I'm getting off at the next stop." We see that over in Proverbs 15 and 1. A soft word turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger. See, you can tell that this older lady had wisdom and she had the Spirit of God down in her, because the Bible said in 1 Corinthians 13, it's not rude. Real love is not rude. It's not self-seeking, and it's not easily angered. That was the fruit of the Spirit in the old woman. We see that the love of God was in her because she responded with a smile. That's what the Bible says. Yeah. A soft answer turns away wrath. And then the young lady should have apologized, but she didn't. When we first came on, it said she was a strong, grumpy young woman. The answer that the old woman gave should have been written in gold, because there's no need to discuss something insignificant, because our journey together is too short. My. Each of us must understand that our time in this world is so short. The Bible says that we're here and that we're like a vapor, here and gone. Same thing. We're here today and gone today.
Mm-hmm.
Our journey together with each other, Sister Mary, is too short. And then to darken it with useless arguments and jealousy and unforgiveness of others, discontentment and a bad attitude are a ridiculous waste of time and energy. Philippians 2:5 said, you must have the same attitude that Christ Jesus had. My mama used to tell me one time, Sister Marion, that she's no trash can, so don't bring her your garbage. See, what I'm trying to tell you, is that our journey together is too short, and we can't darken it with insignificant garbage in our life. I need you in my life. I need Brother D in my life and Dog in my life. We need each other on this phone. We don't have time for insignificant arguing and jealousy and foolishness in this life.
All right, come
on. Let me ask
in.
You a couple of questions. I'm going to ask you a couple of questions, my brother and sister. Did someone ever break your heart? Stay calm.
Come
Our
on
trip
in.
Together is too short. Did someone betray you or intimidate or cheat or humiliate you? Relax. Don't get stressed.
Come
See,
on
our body. Our body has been developed to fight off certain bacteria and things like that. We got white blood cells and red blood cells, and they work together to attack the virus and things like that. But our body was never meant to be full of stress. The Bible says, cast all of your cares onto him because he cares for you. We're supposed to relax and rest and get a good night's sleep, Sister Mary. We don't need to be stressed out because you know why? Our trip together is too short. Did someone insult you without no reason? Stay calm. Ignore it. The trip is too short, Sister Marion. One person told me, said, if you ignore foolishness long enough, will what? Disappear. Did someone make a comment to you that you didn't like and didn't deserve? Stay calm. Ignore them. Forgive that. That response from them. You know why? We ain't got time to fight with you because the trip is too short. When the Bible says that 1 year is like 1,000 years to God, and 1,000 years is like one day. This trip we're on, this journey called life, it's too short for us to be fighting and arguing and having all this disagreement and disgruntledness. Watch this. I like this. The same Jesus that we seen, you men of Galilee, gazing up, he's coming back again. The same Jesus that one response like this. Watch this. If I read your Bible, Sister Marion, it says that his name is Jesus. When I read my Bible, it's the same Jesus. It's the same thing.
Yes,
so what I'm trying to say
is
we so busy worried about the foolishness and the stupid stuff and want to be pumped up and elevated and all that, but the trip is too short. Somebody needs you in this life. Somebody needs you to talk to them. Somebody needs you to counsel them. Somebody's thinking about taking their life. Some people are just leaving their children and walking away and things like that. Husbands and brothers and fathers of children just walk away because they can't take the pressure. They don't know how to handle things. God needs to be in their life. You know what, Sister Mary? This trip that we on is too short. Whatever problem someone has brought you, remember that our journey together is too short. See, the old lady realized, I don't need to argue with this young lady. I don't need to fight with her because she hit me with the packages. And you know what? The young lady should have apologized to the lady, but she didn't. She was baffled. She couldn't understand why this little old lady didn't respond. She was looking for someone to fight with. She said that she was strong and grumpy. She was looking for somebody to get an attitude with. The little lady just smiled at her. See, that's why the Bible says that soft answer turned away the wrath. When people have a problem with you, Sister Mary, you remember, when you get ready to get mad, remember that the trip is too short. This journey together is too short. I may be getting out, and here's another one. I said, no one knows the length of our trip on this earth. We don't know how. Nobody knows when we will arrive at our stop. The Lord is the one who knows everybody's day. And that's why we always I told Brother D that we don't have control over our birth date. And we do not have control over our destiny. That's what I just said. But that little dash in the middle, you're responsible for that. Who did you talk to? The Bible says that you need to go out and make disciples. He said that you need to teach and baptize them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Teach them every commandment that I have given you. Your trip is too short. You don't have time to all this, who's this, and deacon this, and trustee this, and pastor this, and bishop that, and all these names that everybody want to be called. You got a mission that you're supposed to be on. You're supposed to be teaching and guiding people to the Lord. That's what it says.
Uh-huh.
I know that you don't know when your trip is too short. You don't know when the next time you're getting off at the next stop. That's why you always hear people back in the day, say, I might be with you today. And gone today. I don't never know when my time has come. So what I'm trying to tell my brothers and sisters and them, that you don't know the length of your trip. Nobody knows when they're going to arrive. Only person know is the Lord. So our trip together, Sister Marion, is too short to be playing and fooling around with this foolishness. Let's us appreciate our friends and family. Let us be respectful and kind to one another. The fruit of the Spirit says that we have to have kindness and peace and long-suffering and all that. The Bible tells us we should put others before ourselves. What you telling me I'm supposed to put, Sister Mary, I got to care for her. I got to care for Brother D, care for Brother Dog before I'm always worried about myself. That's selfishness.
All right.
The Bible tells
us. That's right.
So what we need to do is, because we will be filled with gratitude and joy, after all, God is the one who has chosen us to be his disciples, his ambassadors. We're supposed to be teaching people how to love one another. We're supposed to be an example for one another. Folks, guess what? Our trip together is very, very short. Let us do one
all
thing
right,
like the old lady did. She smiled, and her smile is just like for you. You need to smile to someone. One day, you know, our trip is very short together. Smile at someone. Give them a good word and a peaceful word. Don't be always harsh and so filled with anger and resentment and foolishness. See, that's why the Bible tells us all these things. So what I'm trying to show my brother and sister, this is just an example of an everyday situation where the little old lady got bumped and knocked around by this young lady getting on the bus with all of her packages and foolishness, and she couldn't figure out why the little old lady didn't respond in anger and hateful and she responded with a smile and told her, baby, our journey together is too short, and I have to worry about it because I'm getting off at the next stop. Don't you know that you need to make sure that you think about your life? Well, you may be getting off at the next stop. Our journey together is too short. How in the world can we continue to say we full of love and we love God and we can't even get along, we can't even smile at each other, we can't even say a good word because we're so full of selfishness, we're so full of jealousy, we're so full of anger, and we don't know why the young lady was so filled up with anger and grumpiness. Maybe because she worked all day, maybe because someone, she had to get on the bus and no one was able to pick her up in the car. We don't know, maybe the children been getting on her nerves and maybe the boss did her wrong. We don't know why she got on the bus strong and grumpy, but the little old lady showed her love, the love that Jesus had for her, because even when they spit on him and even when they nailed him to the cross and placed a crown of 72 thorns and pierced him in his side, Sister Mary, he didn't say a word. He didn't say a mumbling word, because you know why? He knew what mission he was on, and the little old lady knew what mission she was on, that she didn't have to get grumpy. She knew that she had to demonstrate love in her heart. That's why she smiled at her and said, baby, I'm going to get off at the next stop. I'm not going to even get all upset about something so insignificant. I know this. Watch this, Sister Mary. If you had a husband and a wife, and the husband had, they've been arguing and fussing and fighting. The husband went out and had a horrific accident, and he was at the hospital. When the wife got there, she didn't come in saying, excuse me, let me just tell you what this man did to me the other day, and he did this in 1962 and all that. You know, the first thing they come in is, doctors, he going to make it. I love him. You won't put all that foolishness behind you, because now you want to know if he's going to make it. Is he going to have a life? See, we got all these little insignificant things that's causing us all kind of grief and foolishness. So we need to grow up and allow God to continue to saturate our hearts and our mind with his spirit. Have your way, Holy Spirit, in our lives.
Amen.
Continue to love
Amen.
On us and treat us and guide us, because we can't do it on our own. We start listening to the same little voice. We don't know if it's our voice or it's the devil's voice or it's a combination of our voice and the devil's voice, but we got to listen to the small, still voice. And the devil can't, he's going to come at you with the trickery and all that, but God is going to come at you and tell you you were wrong. Why do you fight against the prick, Paul? Why do you, and Saul, and he end up changing his name to Paul and wrote over half the New Testament? We got to be available to God, because we don't understand that the trip and the journey that we on is too short. It's too short, Sister Mary. And I realized, I looked in the mirror like Brother D said, and I looked up and I saw my beard was predominantly white. I remember when I was in high school and I was able to lift all the weights in the 300-pound club and all that. But now I realize the aches and pains, and I look in the mirror and my hair turned white and my beard. I realize time is changing, and it went by real quick. Our journey together is too short, Sister Mary. We ain't got time for the foolishness. That's what I wanted to show my brother and sister, that a regular everyday story, an everyday situation can reflect to the Bible. And the Bible reflects the everyday living in our life, things that is in our life. And if you don't realize, you say you got a lot of problems, read your Bible, look and find out what it says, and do exactly what it says to do. Things will be all right. You got to understand. You realize that you can't. You're looking for strength in your life. You say, I can't do it. Yes, you can, because you got to ask God to help you. See, you can't do it on your own. You need the Holy Spirit in your life. That's why I tell you, my journey with you guys is too short. I'm here today and gone today. So what did I do with that little dash in the middle of my life? Did I help someone? Will somebody remember me? Will God be pleased with me? Will he be happy that I touched someone else's life? You know, and we are human, and we make mistakes, but we got the blessing of God that we can get ourselves up, dust ourselves off, and keep moving forward. We have the gift of reconciliation. I can forgive you, Sister Mary, when you did me wrong and I didn't do nothing to you. The little old lady demonstrated you hit me, and I didn't respond the way you thought I was going to respond. I responded with a smile.
All right.
And I told you, baby, my journey with you is too short. I don't have time to be dealing with all this insignificant foolishness that you just came on the bus with.
Mm-hmm.
So you smiled at her. Mm-hmm. She smiled at her. Smile at someone. Let them know that you're not upset, you're not hostile toward them. And we just look, because you never know. We're the only Bible that they may read. Only Bible that they may read. Yes, sir. I just thank God for an example of everyday life reflected to the Bible, and the Bible reflects the everyday life. Yes, sir. So I'm so glad that God has blessed each and every one of us to be here today. So I just want to tell you, it wasn't a whole lot. I'm not going to be real long. I just wanted to show you that people say, well, if you read the Bible, then you'll see that everyday life is in that Bible. And that the Bible is in everybody's life, no matter how, if you say or not say. The Bible reflects that God allowed you to breathe his air. God formed you in his likeness. God is the one who protects you and has his angels encamped all around you. You know, that's why he hears your prayers and things like that, Sister Mary. He has blessings prepared for you. And even when the blessings come for you, and you don't know which way to go, you can choose life or you can choose death. You can choose curses or you can choose blessings. But just in case you don't understand and don't know what the right thing to do, watch what God does. He said, choose the blessing. Choose life. He helps you out when you're confused and don't even know what you're supposed to do. Guess what, my brothers and sisters? This journey together is too short. We don't have time for the foolishness. It's time for us to get together and have a hallelujah good time. Let the Holy Spirit into our life. Let him saturate it and mold and shape us to what God wants us to be. It'll be all right, I tell you. It'll be all right. My.
Oh, yeah.
I'm done, Mr. Mary. Yeah. I'm done. Yes, I just wanted to tell my brothers and sisters that God loves you, and each and every one of us have a responsibility to continue to bless each other and help each other. We can't live this life by ourselves. We are not independent of each other, but we're interdependent on each other. We need each other because this journey together is too short. It's too short, Sister Mary. Yes,
amen.
Yes, yes.
Amen. Amen.
All righty. So I am done. And I thank God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I just say thank you for your word. Thank you that you left your word on record for it. And I just thank you, and I hope that, and I pray, Lord, that someone's life is a change and that they understand that you are in each and every one of our lives, and that we just say thank you, Lord. Continue to bless and keep us, strengthen us as we go through everyday life, and that we can lean and trust in you. And when the burdens get too heavy, the Bible says that we can cast them onto you, for you care for us. Lord, strengthen us and keep us and anoint us and bless us, consecrate our heart, that we'll be able to smile at somebody and not respond in a negative way, but bless them and keep them.
All right,
Lord,
man.
We just say thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you,
in
Jesus'
name. There's power in the name
Jesus
of Jesus. Love and victory in the name of Jesus. There's authority in the name of Jesus. That's love, because he is love in the name. Everything is wrapped up in the name of Jesus. And I thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Oh,
and
amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
If you know the Lord,
yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
If you know you made a way for you, if you know you made a way for you, I told you that I can't sing this song. I used to be there this morning. I got on the phone and I called 659-7228 on the way, but I don't bring it in my mind. I can't say this to my God. I can't say this to my God. But those of you that got another living, you don't realize I could tell you. Help me say, thank you, Lord. If you got a mother living, if you got a mother living, stand on your feet right now. Help me say, thank you, Lord. If you got a mother living, if you got a mother living, go and find her right now. Put your arms around. If you got a mother in the building, if you got a mother in the building, go and find her right now. Put your arms around her. Tell her, mama, I love her. Just like me, that don't have a mother. Said there may be somebody just like me that don't have a mother. I wonder, would you stand right now if you don't have a mother? You ain't got nothing to be ashamed of. If you don't have a mother, please stand. You ain't got nothing to be ashamed of.
Oh, no.
I want to ask you one question. Y'all don't mind. I want to ask you one question.
If you're a brother, can we make it? Can we stand on the top? Would you better?
Praise the Lord. So, Tim, you there?
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah, I was in. I thought Brother D was coming in by now. I'm here.
Brother D, yes. Bro, you there? I just want to say, you know, that was such a good message, Brother Tim, and it has so many meanings behind it. You used the subject, the journey is too short. And you talked about the grumpy young woman. And as you was talking, the first thing came to my mind was misery loves company. And you know, when somebody walk around miserable all the time, they looking for somebody to pick on to make them miserable too. But you know, when you can smile at that person and tell them God loves you, glory be to God. They might look at you like they're crazy, but they kind of change that attitude some, you know? So, yes, misery love company. And I heard you say that a soft answer turn away wrath. And that's true. That confuses Satan. Because, see, that's the devil that's working through him. But that confuses Satan. And they wonder why they talking to me like this when I'm being so mean. It turns away wrath. And it makes them think differently. It may not last for a long time, but for right now, it makes them think differently. And I was just listening to the song that Brother Dog just played, talking about if you have a mother that is living, go to her and hug her. And that's the truth. If you got a mother that's living, I don't care what kind of life she lives, you should love her in a way because you are her child. And the fact that you show her so much love can make her turn around as well.
Yeah,
so it's a precious thing. It's a precious thing. It's a good thing when you have a mother that you can just love anyhow, and they love you too, and it's always no conflict. But you know what? There's going to be conflict in somebody's life. Going to be conflict. But you know, I tell anybody, I don't care how bad you think your mother is. It's not for you to put your mouth on your mother. It's for you to love your mother.
Yeah.
But they did me wrong. Pray for them. But love them anyhow.
Mm-hmm. My mother's an alcoholic. My mother's on drugs. Okay, pray for them and love them anyhow. Because no one is perfect. All of us have flaws and things like that. That's why the Bible has put others before yourself. He didn't say the road was going to be easy, but he said one thing that's comforting. I'll be with you always, even to the end of the earth. I will never leave
you
or forsake you. So we got to learn and see. That's why we need someone to come and comfort us and tell us and remind us, put us in remembrance like Peter did. He put them in remembrance. Mm-hmm. And so what I'm saying is you can't live in this life by yourself. You can't take all the burdens on by yourself. You need somebody to pray for you and help you and smile every once in a while at you and let you know that it's going to be all right. And that's why we just remind you that God said, because Jesus did it. He said, it is written. It is written. And that means to stay. That settles it. So we just got to learn to be, just trust the word of God and do what it says do and see what the outcome is. I guarantee you, it's going to be all right.
You was right when you said we got to learn. You know, when you're not in Christ Jesus, sometimes you're in Christ Jesus' heart. But you got to learn to love a person that mistreats you. I know, Bishop Howard used to say, first time I heard him, I didn't understand it. But after I heard it for a while, I understood what he was saying. He was saying, when people mistreat you, just love the hell out of them. In other words, love that old demon out of them. Love that old hell out of them. Just love the hell out of them. And it makes sense.
Yeah.
it's not easy, but it makes sense that people can do you so bad, Tamma. I have been treated so bad until I just came home and cried. People can do you just that bad. But you got to learn to love the hell out of them. Just love them no matter what they do. One day, they going to look at you and ask you, why did you treat me so nicely when I was doing
when
you
I
so
was
bad?
Such a, that's right.
Well, amen.
Just have to keep loving them. That doesn't mean they're going to change right away. But you just keep loving them anyhow. Just love them. Love the hell out of them. And they'll change. They'll change because that love got to overcome that old devil in you.
Amen.
What did you say, Brother Dog?
Amen. No, I just said amen. Like I said, you know, like today, you know, we take out our time to do this here. And like I said, Brother D might be tied up today. And like you said, Sister Mary, and Brother Tim gave one heck of a sermon. And that was a good learning sermon he just gave.
I hope somebody
got some out of it, you know.
Yeah, I'm sure they did.
Had a very good meaning to it. Yeah, but, you know, like I said, like Tim said, we might be a short day today. And then if it is, it just is. I mean, we don't have to go a long day if something else has come up. And with that being said, Sister Mary, if you want to sort of like go ahead and give us a word and pray us on out of here, we can go ahead and we can cut it off today because, you know, maybe today is just is not meant for a long day, which is no problem because Tim gave one meaningful service there.
Yes, he did. Is Debo still on?
Well, he on if you on, yeah, but don't worry about Debo. Debo is busy, so stop asking for him, y'all. Can't you catch a hint? Take a hint. Much as he like to talk, if he don't break in there, take a hint. Just let him go ahead and take his hint. We don't, like I said, sometimes we have other things that we have to get taken care of because, like I said,
we take out our day to do this here.
And, you know, like I said, we when Brother Debo got to do something else, we fill in for him like we're doing today. And like that's why I'm saying, go ahead and say you whatever you got. If you got anything you want to say, Sister Mary, you can either pray us on out of here or whatever.
Now, I can we can go pray us on out of here.
Okay, my sister, come on with it.
Father God, in the name of your Son Jesus, Father God, we thank you, dear God, for the message that Brother Tim brought today. Father God, just continue to exalt him, Father God, in the name of your Son, Jesus. Father God, and we pray that the word, the meaning of what he said touched everybody's heart. That was such a powerful message because sometimes before we got saved, we have did people wrong. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, just bless us the more in the name of Jesus. Father God, bless this station, this radio program that we give on every Tuesday, not only on the Tuesday evening, but also every day, Monday through Friday with Brother Eric. Father God, in the name of your Son, Jesus, bless your people all over the world. Bless the bereaved, dear God. Father God, bless and strengthen them. Give them that peace that they're such in need so badly, that peace that surpasses their own understanding. Father God, bless us as we travel up and down the dangerous highway. Father God, and bless the world, dear God. So much, Father God, is going on in the world, dear God. So much killing, God. People turning against people and killing each other and could not tell you why they killed someone. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, release violence or hatred that is in people's heart, dear God. For you said in your word, what we bind on earth, you are binding in heaven. And I'm binding this old hatred and this killing right now, God, in the name of your Son, Jesus. And I'm loosing love, Father God, on this earth in the name of Jesus. Father God, teach us to go back to that old time way, Father God, when people loved each other, Father God, and didn't mind helping each other. They would go and pick up your children, even if you wasn't going to church, and take them to church, Father God. They would bring you food, Father God. Even if you had food, they would feed you anyway, God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, bless us to turn back to you, God. Father God, people have left you, Father God. And we know, dear God, the only one that can fix this situation on this earth, dear God, is you, Father God. In the name of your son, Jesus, Father God, we need you right now, Father God. Father God, we can't make it without you, dear God. But you know, Father God, what I love about you, dear God, when you destroyed this earth by water, God, there was one man that was praying and saved the whole world, Father God.
In the name of your son, Jesus, Father God.
Lord, we need you, Father God. Father God, we need you, Father God. Jesus came down and he died for us, Father God, in your holy name, Jesus. He died for us. And look at us now. Glory, hallelujah. We have turned away from you, Jesus. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, give us that mind. Father God, the one is of a strong mind and can save somebody. Father, give us that mind and just continue to let people know that we love them and you love them more in the name of your son, Jesus. Father God, I believe your God. I believe everything you say, Father God, and I believe this world is going to turn around. Things are going to get better, Father God, in the name of your son, Jesus, or it's going to get worse. In the name of your son, Jesus, Father God, you said where two or three gather together in your name, Father God, where you would be in the midst, Father God, and I'm calling on you, dear God. We have two or three touching and agreeing in the name of your son, Jesus. Father God, we thank you. We praise your holy name. And Father God, we ask you to bless the hearers today, dear God, the hearer of the word, the hearer of this prayer. Father God, the one that's concerned about you and the one that's not concerned, bless them, dear God. Change their minds, dear God. Let them see the love that you have for us, God. Father God, people have turned so far away from you, God, till they don't even recognize anymore. Father God, in the name of your son, Jesus, I'm claiming peace, love, and happiness, dear God. Salvation on this earth, dear God. Let the people turn back to you. Father God, don't let the people lead us. Earth without being saved, God. Father God, they just don't realize what you have in store for us, dear God. Father God, but we know time is going to get hard on earth, God. Father God, but bless us, dear God, to stay prayed up, dear God, to hold on to you, dear God, to hold on to your unchanging hand, God. Father God, and we thank you, God, in the name of your son, Jesus. Bless Brother Tim, Brother D, the hearers, Brother Dahl. We thank you, Father, for Brother Dahl. We pray for him, God, because he got such a big heart, and he want to do your will, God. Father God, and we thank you for it. Hallelujah, Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Father God, and we ask you to touch the sick, dear God. Father God, whatever illness they have, Father God, we know you can heal them. We bind it up sickness on this earth in the name of Jesus. Father God, and we thank you, God. Father God, we praise your holy name, Jesus. Father God, we will forever love you, Jesus. Father God, we need you always, Jesus. In the name of your son, Jesus, God. Father God, we thank you. We thank you, and we thank you in Jesus' name, I pray. Amen, and thank God. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Glory.
Was that a prayer or
something? Thank you, God.
Was that a prayer or something?
Back in that, that was a prayer. That was a prayer, Brother Dog. Back
that
in your
prayer,
hands. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, God.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, God.
Oh, the mountains.
Yes, I'll send it to him. Come out. I'll send it to him.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Lord, don't
take away
my
troubles
in life.
Thank you.
Don't take away from the love of God.
Believe
me.
I will care.
Amen.
You told us, Lord.
Yes, Lord Jesus. Thank you,
God. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You promised. I believe that you have mercy on me. Oh, don't you move the mountain? Just give me strength to climb.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Yes, yes.
Brother Tim, get us out of here, Brother Tim. Get us out of here, Tim. Get us out of here, Tim. Sister Mary.
Yes.
Get us out of here, Tim. Get us out of here, Tim.
Praise the Lord. That was God. That wasn't me on that one. Praise the Lord.
Use the Lord. Use him. Father God,
thank
in the name
you,
of Jesus,
Jesus,
we just say thank you for this hour. We thank you for this show. We thank you for the blessing. We thank you for the music. We thank you for all that you do for us. Thank you for allowing us even to be here
thank
on this
you,
earth in the land of the living. We love you, Lord. We appreciate
yes.
everything that you do for us. Now, Lord, we ask that you don't that we don't depart from your spirit, but we just depart from this hour. And we thank you, Lord God. We ask that you continue to bless
thank
us and
you,
keep
Lord.
Us, that you will bring us back again on a next Tuesday, if it be your will. We thank you and we love
yes.
you. Keep us all, Lord.
Thank you, God.
In Jesus' name, amen. We thank
Jesus,
you, Lord. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Back to you, Brother Dog. Back to you.
Yes, Lord.
All right, like I said, short and sweet and to the point. And Sister Mary, the Tim House woke us up, and Sister Mary took us on up there to another step. I think we missed about half and started having to just do the prayer. We might not need no service. Very powerful, very powerful, very powerful, very powerful, very powerful. And, yeah, Tim House gave us a lesson. If y'all was paying attention, guys, trust me, sometimes you need to pay attention to some of this stuff because one day or another, it's going to hit one of us along. It's going to hit all of us one day. Like I say, that dot in the middle, you better get ready because that dot in the middle is going to be something else, guys. But it is what it is. And like I said, we're sitting in transition on over to the other part of the show. It's a little early today, but like I said, Brother D evidently, you know, if Brother D didn't get a chance to talk, you know he must have been working. And like I said, you know, We ain't gonna say it was the devil's work. We just gonna say, hey, the Lord just had, you know, he had to do what he had to do. The Lord works in a mysterious way. We never question it. That's why we always got somebody to stand in his place to take up. Brother House and Sister Marion did an admirable job of standing in need of their friends. That's what we do. See, if all of us did more of that, standing in the need of our people that needs help, You'd be surprised how good this world is. Like Sister Mary was saying about all the killing and all that, we wouldn't have that. We wouldn't have that. Because, like I said, when one falls, somebody should be there to take their place. And if we had more of that in the world today, the world would be way better place to live in than it is now. We are living in this world, but trust me, this world is in a turmoil. It's in a turmoil. And you better get your salvation while you can, because there's a whole lot of people right now wish that they could have been on here to hear this sermon today. A whole lot of people. God bless. Thank y'all for listening today. Amen. All right, guys. We'll cheer if y'all out there. We're a little early. I know you probably out there remodeling your house, but hit the one button. Let's get this other program on. If we don't, we can get in and get out of here. I can go in there and get me some rest. I got a long weekend. Start tomorrow. Oh, Lord. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
my poor body getting killed. You know, we're your father still asleep because we're fooling today. The old devil tricking today. They came in a little early, so they be sitting around not paying attention. We don't offer the prayer show. You better get on this prayer show. Let me see what they're talking about over here. We're there. You out there. We're a little early today.
Mm-hmm.
Caught him off guard. Caught him off guard. Caught him off guard. Dietrich got a message in from my brother Dietrich Barnett. He said, man, that was a strong prayer. Strong prayer. And it was definitely a strong, powerful prayer that Sister Mary delivered to us. And wheelchair is still not available. Okay. Does anybody out there have any upcoming events they want to talk about or anything? Hit the one button at this time, and we will address those. If not, oh, okay. That must be doggone. That must be Peso. Chef Lenium. And I scared that been that. Oh, what happened here? Oh, something happened. Oh, Chef Lee, don't you? Scared if that's you. Don't you come out there cussing yet, now. Don't come cussing yet. Don't you come out there cussing yet. Who that on Chef Lee line?
Yeah, what's on your mind? What's on your mind?
Hey, Skin, I should nothing right now, but don't you? Don't you come on there being bad yet, now. We just got off the press show, so don't you come on there being bad yet.
That's why I'm trying to
what's
be
up,
good.
Kid?
I'm trying to be good.
Yeah.
What's up,
hey, what's up, man? Y'all got a you going to the battle this weekend? Are you going to the battle this weekend?
Oh yeah, yeah, I'm going to the battle.
Yeah.
I'm ready too.
Yeah. Yeah, well, Skin, you going to the battle with your new car, Skin?
Yeah. That brand new motherfucker. Still under warranty.
Okay. Skin. Why we got a cuff? Why we got a cuff, man?
Oh, okay. That brand new MF.
Yeah.
With the hips on it, Kamala Harris, the Vice President of the United States.
Don't matter. Well, all right, kid. What's up, kid? To your skin, I'm trying to. I know you and y'all like to show out, but don't y'all show out too quick, man. You know we had a little short press show today. We really didn't want to get the cousin too quick, man. Let some of the old folks leave the church first before y'all start acting a fool. I'm gonna say it like that.
I wanted to break them in before they left. What up, kid? I wanted them to know there's still some heathens out here.
You got a power glide transmission, you got a 3-speed, you got a 4-speed, 5, 6-speed. Sometimes you have to shift gears. We don't always have to be in high gear all the time. Sometimes, you know, we could take it easy, ease up to high gear. We could ease up to high gear sometimes.
Just because you want to, nigga.
But, you know, I got an 8-speed automatic. I'm in 4th gear right now.
Hey, whoever in the background with that dumb shit, man, don't bring it on here right now, please. I ask you now.
Yeah, there they go. They disguising their voice and all that old garbage.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, they on your line, kid. They on your own line. But I just, like I said, I ask you now. You don't have to, but I don't know why you have to be an A.
Right.
I don't know why we have to be an A all the time. Sometimes we can take a break.
But guess what? I'd be nice when y'all be asking intelligent questions and stuff.
My point is, I understand that the show ain't for that and everything, but I mean, sometimes we don't always have to just show I ain't gonna hold y'all.
You hear him singing in the background.
I know it was gonna sing on his ass.
Now that was kid cussing. That wasn't me.
One day. Well, I'm gonna say it like you said. I put my disclaimer out there, and y'all grown means if y'all want to do, go ahead and do what you gotta do. But do what you feel like.
We're gonna listen to this church song right now.
The blood came streaming down. The blood came streaming down.
You know that's Jeremiah, dog. That's Jeremiah.
Hey, Skin, I can't get y'all to be quiet. I mean, I can, but Big House had a question for you, Skin. Big House had a question for you, Skin.
Oh, shit.
Hey, Skin, I wanted to let you know I couldn't be a friend if I didn't do that. There are some people out there with letters on their back. They say they're looking for you. They say you got a case of attempted murder this weekend, and they want to catch you before you do it, man. I heard that you're going to be doing
I'm going to try to slip away. I'm going to try to go to the honeycomb hideout, and I'm going to pray they don't catch me.
They say they're looking for you. You got a case of attempted murder on your hand. They trying to.
Well,
get
I mean,
you
know what? But look. What if they put me in the lineup and don't nobody pick me out? I got a good lawyer. What if they put me in the lineup twice? You know, and they say that ain't him.
They said they had several cases against you. They said that you're getting ready to use a deadly weapon. What's going on? I attempt to use great bodily harm and less than murder. And they're going to you using a deadly weapon, man, called Kamala Harris. I'm just asking questions, man.
I'm going to tell you this, Tim House. And this no slight against Ernie. But Melvin Coney the one got an Ernie kit, and I'm going to show him that it don't work. I'm going to show him it don't work.
Man.
It could work. It just might, you might be a little tougher. I bought that question up yesterday on the TED Talk.
Not the computer.
Right, I'm gonna show, okay, well, let me say this then. I'm tougher than him. I'm going to show him with the Ernie, it's not going to work. It ain't gonna help him go faster, but it ain't gonna help him.
I brought that up on the show the other day. I said, what if he go out there and still get his butt whooped? You know, yeah.
He get a refund from CompuCar.
Not necessarily. You know, like I said,
he's going out there with some street drive with me. I'm gonna show him he can't drive. Ain't nobody drive with street guys like me.
Anybody like Three Lugs Over Zay? Anybody?
Well, Jeremiah.
See you at the racetrack.
Please leave your message for 46939.
See you at the racetrack, Jeremiah.
On the back line.
And lock me in now. Let me know how much I need to bring now.
No, just bring all you can.
Yep.
Just bring a bag.
I can only bring 1,500 at a time.
Well, that's enough.
The old lady told me I could only bring 1,500 out at a time.
But that's enough. You've been lying. Because when you were down in Memphis, I mean, I'm 42, you act like you had 4 million on you.
I only had a dime. I think I took a dime. I think it was a dime.
But why would you bring a dime and you know you wasn't going to bet it? I don't understand.
Please leave your message for 4-6.
Hey, y'all leaving messages, huh? Hey, dog.
If you ain't got no intentions
on betting it, why would you bring 10,000 and you ain't going to bet number 500? And your hotel room and all that don't cost number 500.
Hold on for a minute, guys. Hey, Skylar.
Yes.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
You on my blog talk show. You know how rowdy we get. I know you've been to the racetrack. You see how rowdy we get. You on my blog talk show right now, though. But Skylar, you and Taylor, y'all came to the racetrack this weekend. Is that right?
Yeah.
How did y'all like the racetrack this weekend?
We liked it a lot. It was a lot of fun.
Okay. Well, are you used to all these rowdy guys? You know, we on the blog talk show. We got hundreds of people listening to you. How you like the rowdy talk? Can you stand the rowdy talk and the bad boys talking bad boy stuff?
Yeah, I think it's actually kind of funny and entertaining.
They like that rowdy talk from the brothers.
Oh, man.
What y'all doing?
Yeah.
How y'all doing? They like the brothers, dog. Why you playing?
Hey, man.
Hey. Hey, Snow Bunny.
Well, they wouldn't know what color you were because you look like an albino or something. They wouldn't know what color
you were. Oh, man.
You ain't got no hair on your face. You ain't got no eyebrows and shit. They wouldn't know what you were.
Hey, before y'all get started, kid, y'all got a little something. Say something to them while they on the while she on the phone right now. Say something to them, kid. Talk to the girls.
What racetrack was she at?
I was there talking to her. Look, you wouldn't know if he was black or white. This boy here got no hair on his face, his head or nothing.
Hey, Snow Bunny. Hey, look, Snow Bunny. I ain't got no hair on my face, and he ain't got no girth in his dick. Come talk to me, baby.
Lord,
hey,
how much?
I got a question I want to ask her. Where she go, dog? Where she at?
Yeah. She on the phone. If y'all was to ask a question and be quiet and let her answer, you could hear.
If somebody wanted to take you on a date, right, and you had to pick between two cars, a Toyota Supra or a Challenger Hellcat, which one you want to go out a date on?
I said the Hellcat.
Okay, all right.
Let me ask you a question, if you don't mind. How old are you?
I'm 26.
Oh, okay. That answers it right there. If she was 36, she might say something different. If she was 40, she might say something different. On mute. Now, let me ask you another question, though. Do you know what a Toyota Supra looks like, the new one?
No, not off the top.
That's why. There you go. Google it, baby, and you might have a change of heart.
She likes to do the same thing you like to do. She likes to race some cars out on the street too. She likes to do the same shit.
I like that. That's what I'm saying. She got to Google a Toyota Supra 2021. Toyota Supra. All she heard was Toyota. She like, no, the Hellcat. She don't know what it looked like. Google it, sweetheart.
I am right now.
Okay.
Yeah, that's really nice.
I will sit back and wait.
I like that.
Oh, little one.
Hey, now I'm going to ask you another question. Would you rather ride in a dually or the Hellcat?
Oh, Lord, this boy would be rather.
Hey, are you a true country girl?
I don't think
I'm
that country.
Which one would you rather ride in, baby? What she say?
I'm not that country. I like them both, though.
Oh, get away from here.
Nah.
She say what?
She's not that country, man.
What's that?
You don't want to ride in no damn dually.
Hey, you know what, Ken? I hate you.
I know. I love you. But I love you so much.
It's okay.
What that young lady at again, 26-year-old? Did you change your mind yet? What car you going to ride in?
She ain't going to ride that ledge.
I'm asking if she changing her mind yet. Did you change your mind, sweetheart?
How about I like them both, so it wouldn't really matter to me.
I'm going on me.
Okay.
Oh, happy day.
Right, y'all got any more questions? Y'all want to answer instead of trying to go directly to the left? Since y'all don't even know nothing.
Jeremiah,
why do y'all always have to go to the left about people you don't even know? Why? Skin, you were very respectful. But Jeremiah was just trying to worry about some damn size.
Everybody
was talking about
no. He was
about
all the goofy stuff.
Hey,
I wanted a real true opinion.
Hey,
dog,
is that the girl you got?
Well, this ain't what this was. That ain't what this was about, Jeremiah. Won't you be respectful, kid? Hit him, kid.
Very disrespectful, Jeremiah. Very disrespectful.
Yeah. Sure
is. I love you,
Brian. Is that the girl you got posted on your page or no? On Facebook.
Lil Will,
I'm going on
here. Lil Will, that's the girl you got posted on your page.
The girl is on Facebook.
She's from down in Florida. This is my new friends right here, Skylar and Taylor. They are Navy girls. They Navy girls.
Oh man.
Well, I'm not
Navy SEALs
here, dog. I'm just gonna say this here, dog. You're looking for the same thing. Them and Jeremiah are a good man, so it doesn't make a difference.
Oh, Lord, how
hey, who was that talking? Who was that
My.
Who was that talking?
Anyway, hold up. Y'all be quiet. Let me. Hey, Skylar. Okay, Skylar.
Oh,
we'll holler at you later. Okay, y'all. We'll tell y'all to hello, okay? Hold on.
All right.
Let me mute these motherfuckers. We won't be quiet. Let me mute these mics. Hey, Skylar, you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Where's Taylor? Is Taylor there too?
Yeah, she's here.
Hey, what's up, dog?
Hey, girl. How y'all doing? Anyway, this is my blog talk show, and you see, these guys they don't know how to be quiet so we can hear. But hey, Tim House, these are my two new friends, Tim House. And could you say a quick prayer for them? They're in the Navy. They just got into town. They're from out in Texas out there, and you know they're new in town here. Could you just say a quick prayer for them to be prosperous and have a good life while they're around this area, Tim? If you don't mind, Tim.
Don't mind at all, dog. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just come before you, Lord God, thanking you that we are your people and that you hear our prayers. Father God, we thank you for loving us so much that you would have your angels encamped all around us, Lord God, and we appreciate that. We thank you, Lord. So we come to you because we know that you are our help and that you are truly our answer. We just ask that you would bless these young women, that you would watch over them and keep them, Lord God, as they travel to a new city, a new state. And Lord God, we just say thank you. Because we know that you are a protector, and we love you, and we appreciate it. And we come to you because we love them, and we know that you love them. Continue to put your arms around them and keep them in Jesus' name. Amen. Back to you, dog.
Amen.
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 Okay. All right, y'all. I'll let y'all. I know, Taylor, you got to work tomorrow, right?
Yeah, tomorrow night.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll let y'all when I get a chance then, okay?
All right.
Okay.
Bye, dog.
All right. Bye-bye. Y'all be good. Bye-bye. Hold on. Let me open the heathen's mic back open. They're just jumping at the girls. Don't even know him. Jeremiah trying to talk about some sex, and he know he want a man.
Man.
Yeah.
Man.
No,
are they
seals
or sailors?
They Navy. What's the Navy? I don't know the rank in the Navy.
They got SEALs and sailors. I don't know which one they might be.
Okay. Y'all do what you want again. I try to get a good show, but ain't none of my boy. You know what? I think they get mad with the people down south, the South boys, they get mad at me when y'all North guys come on. But then they don't come on. They just sit back and don't do nothing. So, man, go ahead. The hell with the jokers down south. They can kiss the inside of my rectum.
Oh, man. Lord, have mercy.
Yeah. With a coffee straw.
Damn.
Yeah. I be having the dog
that's gonna take a long
down south.
That's going to take a long time, dog.
They don't even want to come on. They don't even want to come on and support their home. Boy, that's okay. That's all right.
That's going to take a long time, dog.
I want them to take a long time, kid.
Oh,
I want them to take a
Lord
long time.
Have mercy.
Fuck inside of my rectum with a straw, a coffee straw.
Lord have mercy.
All right, what skill is Jeremiah now? They can go. They can cut up now if you want to. You know, I was gonna try to bring my girls.
Oh, nigga, don't
they
call my name now. You could have let me pray for him, dog.
No, man, y'all just stupid. You don't know how to even adjust. You don't even know how to adjust to the environment that you're in. So, I ain't gotta call you, man.
Jeremiah.
Yeah.
Who in the hell said they was looking for the same thing you looking for?
Uh-oh.
I don't know who that was, but I want to get back to that. Thanks a lot, because I don't want to get away from that.
Lord have mercy.
I want to get back to that.
Well, if you're looking for, you need to talk to Gray out in Texas. Y'all looking for, you know, Gray out in Texas would be more your speed, Jeremiah.
Oh, man.
Yeah, damn. Come on that way.
Lock.
Stay in the mouth, Stokey. Stay in the mouth.
601-7568. Come on in.
Yeah, damn.
Lord.
Oh, here comes Rick. Here comes Rick.
Goddamn Rick is stand, bro.
Hey, dog. Keep my name out of all that bullshit. Please, I don't want no parts of none of that.
Hey,
you still talking, and I told you shut up. That's how stupid you is, dog. You don't even know how to follow simple-ass direct.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. You was taught by your daddy to be a punk, and Jeremiah's a punk, so y'all can know each other.
Ooh,
y'all
damn.
Know
oh,
you
wow.
Goddamn. What was you taught by your grandpa, bitch?
Yeah, but you and Jeremiah looking for the same thing. Y'all looking for some dick.
When you finish, I'm looking for your dick.
You and Jeremiah, y'all looking for some dick. That's what you're looking for.
I'm looking for your lips, you bitch motherfucker. That's what I'm looking for.
You looking for some dick.
I'm looking for your dog lips. You know, you got
to. Hey, Dre just like his daddy, and Jeremiah just like, and Jeremiah looking for a man just like Dre's daddy was, and Dre's looking for the same thing.
Damn. Right,
man.
Hey, Willie,
dog. You just gonna keep on till I smack you across your motherfucking ass.
No, you gonna keep on, and I'm gonna show you you looking for some dick when I put it in you. That's what you gonna do.
They looking for a foot long dog.
What about if I put the meat grind in your mouth?
No, you ain't gonna do that.
Shit.
You see. When I see you, if the flies ain't all around your ass, I'm gonna stick it in your butt.
That's cool. I'm gonna stick mine in your tonsils, motherfucker.
Not the foot.
Yeah.
I'm gonna make your toe so.
I'm gonna show you. You ain't tough as you say you is. I'm gonna show you this. I'm going to make a fish out of you.
I never proclaimed to be tough, little bro, but I'm going to just show you.
I'm going to tell you,
you're going to get your medicine that day, though, nigga. I promise you that.
Yeah. Them old big lips, you got to say anything.
You gonna get your motherfucking medicine that day. You fuck with this hell.
Where you going to live at then? When you do that,
same motherfucking address I've been living at.
Let me see. I'm gonna take.
Block.
The reason I keep messing with you, Dre. See, I gotta, you know, the over the wall protection crew. You know, they on a contract. I have to pay them when I put a contract
on
somebody.
But see,
the thing about it, if somebody mess with me, the old wall crew will do them for free. All you gotta do
is line them up, and I guarantee you, I'm gonna take some of them with me if they come fucking with me.
Block.
I ain't got nothing to do with no over, under, or on top of the wall. I don't give a fuck about none of that.
Paul, man.
No.
Somebody leave a barn door or something open? What's happening?
Hey, Key.
What up, Dre?
Tell the nigga who's making his heart law go fuck his mama in her ass.
Damn, Dre.
Down mad to me.
Lord have mercy.
Tell him go fuck his mama in both her assholes.
Damn, no. Dre.
Come on.
That's disrespectful, Dre.
I wouldn't give a fuck.
Lord have mercy.
Hey, where the dog? Tell the motherfucker that's making the horse nod to address this motherfucker.
Why are you telling me to tell them they hear you? If they only show they hear you,
hold up. You niggas that's making that horse nod, I bet you won't tell me who your name's, you bitch motherfucker.
Lord have mercy.
Hide behind the phone like a bitch.
Damn.
I got one stick from one of them say they ain't see bitch.
Oh, man.
Hey, Vince, and Maxwell. Hey, Vince, I ain't
asking
your goddamn name, Vince.
Damn.
Hey, I don't always agree with what Dre says. I ain't an enemy of his, but I also ain't a friend of his, but he right. One of y'all real gay in the background with all that dick.
Hey, Jeremiah, get out that car.
Get out there, I get any car.
That ain't got nothing
to do with
you.
Hey, Jeremiah, with that picture, you head floating around, you ain't got no friends. Say it again, young lady next to me. Coward, stop being a coward and say it again. Damn.
Oh, man.
What the fuck? What did you just say?
Oh, man. Hey, you, it's a goddamn family show. Don't be saying no shit like that. Don't do that. You know what? I hate niggas that throw rocks in their eyes. Block your bitch. Hey, block your bitch. Damn. I'm with you, Jay.
Hey, dog, I thought this was a show full of men. Sound like we got a show full of trannies out there because the whole ass nigga won't even address his name. If you mad enough to make hard noise, tell me your name, bitch motherfucker.
Lord, how much?
Hey, dog, that's a true definition of a whole ass nigga hiding behind these phones.
Hey, Dre, tell them niggas to show up in Michigan or tell them niggas to show up in Steele, man.
Stop dropping your wrist all the time. Stop dropping your damn wrist.
You ain't gonna do shit in Michigan.
Jump on.
My, you're right.
I ain't gonna lie.
You ain't gonna do shit.
Hey, you right, because I'm gonna be in some shorts, a t-shirt, and some flip-flops. You ain't gonna do shit with your fat ass. Man, now you ain't gonna be in there with your toes and shit all out. Come on, Jeremiah. It's gonna be kind of hot, Jeremiah. It's gonna be kind of hot. Damn, man, no Michigan. What? You ain't going to Michigan. You ain't gonna do shit, boy, with just fat ass. Wait, what happened?
Lord have mercy.
Oh, I thought somebody was mad at me.
That horse ought to be tired by now.
Hey, dog, that's about how long it is when I'm stroking his hoe.
Damn. Might be one of them Tennessee walking horses.
Oh, man, not the Tennessee Walker.
Hey, Vincent, that's all I got is walking horses, sir.
Hey, damn, Blood ain't let that motherfucker club. Blood got some good. Oh, shit. Blood coming with some good shit.
I think Flop got something to do with the motherfucker making the hard noise because it sounds like Flop. Say, Vincent, I done told you, man.
Y'all got to think. Them horses walk from way down south to all west. You got to think now. You got to go walk.
Oh, man.
Look at that nigga, so little blocking something. He ought to be blocking my nuts.
Oh, man. Not the Jersey Bull nuts.
Come on, man. We ain't no Jersey. I got what they call endocrine nuts.
They said Greg don't like nobody to talk about his daddy because his daddy was a punk too. Tell whoever sent you that text, tell them their grandmammy wasn't a punk.
Damn, man, you gonna talk to somebody? That's very disrespectful, right? It'll be all right.
Mom, fucking say, hey, my mother say my daddy was a punk, so she, they grandma was a punk too. Kick that horse in the ass.
Kick that horse in the ass.
Lord, kick your hoe in her ass.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, Jeremiah, they sent me a picture of a dude real close to you, hugging you, man. Is that your family or what kind of family?
Come on, man.
Lord, have mercy.
Sister.com. Bags are up. Lord have mercy.
Hey, man, this is a family show.
Hey, with your girlfriend and she got a bag last night. Sister.com. Bags are up. Lord have mercy.
Hey,
I let the homeboys run a train on your girlfriend, punk. There wasn't no fag in that, was I?
Damn.
Fag your dick in your mouth.
Hey,
I'm gonna find your son. I'm gonna get him from school, and I'm gonna have a couple of homeboys rape him, punk.
Look at this little gay play. He's gonna have that. Oh man, this fucker, he's gonna mutilate his kid. I know the man that dropped his wrist in, say that. I know the man that be dropping his wrist in. Come on, man.
Just the only thing he's gonna do is sing a lollipop, lollipop.
Oh man, a lollipop.
Hell no. Hey, man, y'all have ran Greg off the show, man. Come on with a pick-a-picker. It must be feeding time at the barn.
Come on, dog.
Man, the only difference between you and
man, they call that man a lollipop.
Whoever said they lick boy nipples late at night, listen, the only difference between Madman and the boy in that picture is Madman, they just ain't catch me in the picture down south behind you, holding you tight close to me, baby.
Hey, but you said pick a pick and you didn't have anything down. When I reached for your thing, you didn't have nothing down there. That's when I know you was a girl.
Hey, oh, man.
Shut the fuck up, you like it in an ass. Damn.
Not the rear end collision.
Hey, hold on, y'all. I just realized who that was talking when they just said that.
Who is it?
Lean Back Motorsports. I know exactly who that is talking right now.
Who the fuck is Lean Back Motorsports? Who the fuck is he talking about?
What's that boy's name? I know exactly who it is.
Lean Back on his dick.
That's
exactly what
you ain't got a bunch of retarded kids. That's your
other
son, punk.
That ain't my son. Fuck is you talking about? I ain't got no kids. I bet you a lot. My son ain't no Lean Back Motorsports motherfucker.
Lord,
fuck you mean that's my son, nigga?
That's your son, nigga.
Lean Back. The only person Lean Back is Kid on here, punk motherfucker.
Nah, what's that other boy?
Oh, Lord.
With the race car crown victorious.
Man, that ain't no motherfucker. He ain't no Lean Back. That ain't no Larry. Man, get your retarded ass out of here.
Larry say he Lean Back.
You stupid motherfucker. You're about stupid
motherfucker. Lord, have mercy.
That ain't him. I bet that ain't him.
Yay.
You just wanted to be him, motherfucker. Yeah, you just a little bit on the dumb side and missing all
damn.
That. Just a little bit on the dumb side.
Fishy.com. Fishy.com.
Little old boy got him a slight education. He just a little bit on the dumb side.
Nigga, drive him.
And that nigga still like dicks.
Oh, man.
Oh, no. Now he somebody got to get to church. He thinks somebody going to get off his ass because he said he got to get to church. Man, they going to tear your ass up in the church, motherfucker.
Not the rear-end collision.
They going to tear his ass up.
So I can pray for these niggas.
Look at him. Nigga ain't nothing but freak life. That's all. He's going to freak in the church. Man, I ain't never seen one. This nigga going to freak in the church. Good God almighty.
My.
Talking about I got to pray for these niggas. But he on the phone talking all kind of shit before he get in the church.
Talking about raping somebody's son.
Talking about raping somebody's son, but you on your way to church. You got to get this big hypocrite out of
here. How you going to rape somebody who ain't got a second dime? How you going to rape somebody who ain't got a second dime?
Oh, man.
Come on, man.
Look, thank you.
I know. I reached out to the field and I felt a split.
Oh, come on, man.
Did I have a fatty man?
Only thing you had was a chest. I felt your chest on my shoulder, and my thing went the wrong. So I reached my hand back there to see what you were working with,
mercy.
And you didn't have nothing but a split.
Hey, man.
Best thing you said to me was pika pika. That's the best thing you said. Pika, pika.
You know, if you would have reached for my balls, how bad I would have slammed you on your neck out there.
Oh, man, you're so weak.
Hey, they let me know you didn't have no balls. When I reached back there, I didn't feel nothing but a split.
That was flap, man. That was the flap to keep the dust out.
You bet $100 what?
I bet $100 that nigga ain't moving. I held him nice and tight, and he ain't moving.
Hey,
Charlie, he was so surprised. It was like a nigga that, you know what I'm saying? You ever saw?
I was surprised. I was happy.
Hey, man, that nigga felt all 270.
Hey, Pika Pika, the way you was dancing around there in them little tights and everything, I was so happy.
Oh, man. Not the Tennessee Madness.
God almighty.
Not the Tennessee Madness.
Come on.
Come on, he looked like
Peter Pan dancing around out there.
Look, y'all, he enjoyed himself. Y'all better watch out. He enjoyed himself.
Yeah,
oh, man.
Hey, next time I'm gonna take one of you out of my room against your will.
Not the kidnap. You know, right. Here, Mike.
Hey, take me. Hey, take me. I want to go. You got to take me.
You want to go? You homosexual.
Because I know what you're working with. I'm going to have all the fun.
Oh, man.
Get on his ass.
It don't make no difference which direction you go to. If you don't like it, it's a red button on your phone. Hit it.
Hey, dog, I know one thing. I bet they won't say it again. Say it again.
Say it again.
Say it again. Hey, man, say it again. Say it again.
He ain't have a second dime. He ain't have a second dime.
Tyler, have shit, I bet they won't say it again. Jeremiah, I bet you won't do it again.
Won't do what again?
What you been doing? Sucking dick.
Come on.
Hey,
if I
ever
do
perform
fellatio, I learned it from you. All I'm saying is, I bet you won't do it again. Do it again.
Man, I gotta go see the motherfucker.
Hey, Jerry, I bet you won't do it again. I bet you won't shit again.
Lord have mercy. Not the red end collision.
Man gonna have all the fun. You know why? Because you didn't do it again. Do it again.
Do it, Jerry.
Oh, man. That goddamn Jerry. No one can do it.
He said, what it dog? I ain't never seen a way for that kind of money, what it dog? Ain't going down south, what it dog?
Hey, we better take the name off the cucumber, man. He might suck the cock. That motherfucker might suck the car, man.
Get that motherfucker cucumber off that goddamn car now. Hey, what a dog told you, calm down, Jeremiah. This shit normal down this way. Calm down.
I ain't gonna lie,
because you know in Chicago, them niggas, the highest they go to is 5,000 that watch me and come in. I'm locked in 10,000.
Nah, I ain't got to say shit. You know better. I mean, you don't see what real players do. You know?
His dick in.
You just saw what somebody did that locked that dick in. That's all you saw. Hey, man. That's all you saw was a nigga locked that dick in. Locked that dick in. Locked that dick in me. Locked that dick in me. Yeah. You talking about a motherfucker got a lock up transmission. They'll lock that dick up in you, boy. You run around here pregnant and shit. Big old belly and shit. Somebody getting that boy, you better not never grab the door combo again. I'm about to pop the shit out you, nigga. Nigga grab the door combo, tell him I let him in. I said, boy, you better get the fuck out of here.
Oh, grab.
I don't want no big nasty motherfucker getting in Kamala, nigga. You touch that door again. Hey, Jeremiah, I love you, but if you touch that door again, I'm going to pop the shit out of you. Now, I told you. You've been warned.
Oh, man.
You touch that motherfucker handle again, I'm going to pop the shit out of you, boy.
Not the warning ticket.
No more. Man, I'm getting this nigga a warning, man. You know how they pull you over and get your warning? This is a warning ticket, nigga. If you touch that motherfucker door, come on, nigga. Say it again. We'll kill your motherfucker again. Nigga, say it again. Say it again. Do it again. Do it again. Catching my mission don't go nowhere near common, nigga. Do it again. Do it again if you're bad. Do it again.
Uh-oh. Oh, shit.
Get on that nigga ass. That's not that common. God damn it. That's common as motherfucking ass, nigga. Do it again. Look at him. He can't even get in the top. Look at this speaker. Look at him. Look at him. Do it again. Look at him. He won't even put his seatbelt on. See the van? Do it again. Very disrespectful.
Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy.
Told you these people was very disrespectful, dude. I told you. I told you they weren't going to do it again.
Do it again. Say it again.
Mm-hmm. Listen there. Listen there. Nick can't even pull off. Suck it again. Hey, Jeremiah. Suck it again.
I had to check on Jeremiah, because I thought Jeremiah was the dude who got shot up there for selling them bad cars up in Chicago the other day.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad that one of them got shot, but I know what he do. Suck it again.
I want to thank all my southern friends for not coming on my show. Y'all really showed me how much y'all support me. I want to thank all my southern friends. I love all y'all. I hope all y'all burn in hell. Hey. No, dog. Right, no, I'm from the South, dog. Don't do me.
Yeah, I got
the
last word.
I'm talking about the ones right here where I live. You know the ones I did.
You heard that Ice Cube song when he said, yeah, I got the last words. Fuck all y'all.
I don't curse that much, so that's what I want to say, Flop. Thank you. That's what I want to say.
Well, I'm going to say this.
Thank you, Flop.
The North is up one to the South, nothing. We up one to none.
Yeah, man. Nope.
Oh,
I'm on here. I'm from the South. I'm representing. I'm on here.
No.
You know what I mean by that? I miss these guys all day, but they don't come help me out. I be on the morning show.
They bought about Will Sam.
Hmm.
I'm gonna remember that, man. My feelings are really hurt today. I'm putting warrants on all of them tomorrow.
Yeah.
I'm putting cases on all you B words.
Yeah. That's right.
That's right. Training day.
Two, three, four faces, mother.
Damn. Not whole faced it.
What's this? We finna run Ricky Sambro now?
Ricky Sambro now.
No,
he's
six faced.
He was on there. He was on there, but he hung up. When Jerry Bay came on there and rolled on Whit did to Tony Wright. He backed up.
Michael Jackson.
Yeah, the moonwalk. Let me ask y'all a question now. This is just me now. We was on the back live talking about this thing. Let me ask y'all a question. Everybody on the phone probably know, like I said, I don't care whether I'm your friend or your enemy. I'm sort of like Skin. I'm glad Skin said that overnight. I'm just going to tell the truth. When a man like Whit said, I'm ready to run anybody off the trailer. Now, when he said that, does that mean if I come up there and say, okay, we the track room at 3 o'clock, I'll run you off the trailer at 3:30. Does that mean he's going to be ready to run me then since he's off the trailer racing?
Should be.
Should?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, the man came over and said, I'll run you at 7
unless
o'clock.
He,
we come on, no, I got to wait at 9 o'clock.
Hey, dog, unless he got a weather sign on his car and it's telling him to run off the train at 7 o'clock.
But see, my point is, right now, if anybody asks me about Skin's reputation is anybody in the world that's got a car anywhere close to Skin that want to run on the street, Skin gonna say get down. Skin gonna say get down. If I'm lying, stop me if I'm lying.
Go ahead.
I can't stop you yet.
So my point is, when Witt said, I'll run anybody off the trailer. All right, so if I want to run off the trailer, kid, remember we were talking about them on day tuners and night tuners? So the man said,
right.
We want to run at 7 o'clock. Oh, the track might be too hot. So what?
Oh, man.
His track is not
going to
be hot.
It's hot for me. It's hot
the same
for me.
Track, man.
Both
the same
got
track.
To go down the same track.
Yeah. And if I'm off the trailer, King, let's go. No, I tell you, Lord, I got to be 9 o'clock. It's going to be too hot out there. Well, you ain't no off the trailer
like,
race for me.
Sound like somebody pump faking.
Yeah, just somebody pump faking. Thank you, kid. All right. Yeah. So let me ask y'all another question.
Unless he would have said, I'll run anybody off the trailer at 9 o'clock.
Okay, now, if he had left that, I'd have had no problem.
Mm-hmm.
I had no problem with that. I ain't got no problem with that. But that ain't what happened. He said he was an off-the-trailer racer. So if you're an off-the-trailer racer, if I pull up on you, you probably be ready to go off the trailer. You probably
good
be
point,
ready.
Good point.
You the one said you.
Good point.
Yeah. Don't use the excuse. But see, he even made it worse when he used the excuse about the track going to be too hot. Now, that made it even worse when he said the track going
to
be too hot. Right.
Just hop the boat.
That's why I'm out to talk to him. He's going to have to have a new off-the-trailer. Off-the-trailer at 7 or 9 and 10.
Well, if you see, it's like me, y'all laughed at me and goddamn it, a kid, when we said you got daytime tunes and nighttime tunes. Y'all laughed at
right.
us. But evidently that's what
exactly.
it is. Yeah, evidently that's what
exactly.
it is.
Both cars got to go down the same track.
Yeah.
You
got a
point there, Willie. How he got.
They don't delay no motherfucking post-talk racer, goddamn it, till the sun go down. You better get down there, goddamn it, at 12 o'clock high noon if it's time for you to go.
That's what I'm saying. But I'm going to tell you what I learned. You never can tell a man when the race is top. He want to race that motherfucker the time he want to race. And get mad.
But kid, that ain't the point. That ain't the point, kid. It ain't the point of we telling you winning races. My point is, I'm an off the trailer man. So if I'm an off the trailer man, that's all I'm saying. It, you know, like I said, if you ever said I'll raise anybody in the world off the trailer, eight or nine o'clock. Yeah, I ain't got nothing to say.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't got nothing to say about that. But if you said you just said you a baddest off the trailer race out there. All right, track home at 3 o'clock. Let's go, man. 301, let's hit it. 301, let's go.
Good
301,
point.
Let's go.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go. Now, if you had told me 8 or 9 o'clock, I wouldn't have came over there at 9:01.
Exactly.
That's all I'm saying, see. That's all I'm saying. See, me, I raise anybody in the world, in my zip code off the trailer, and in the world.
I like that.
And I'll come to your house if I have to. I'll come to your house.
Oh, man.
Look, I see
you
do.
Thank you, Steve.
Yeah.
Thank you, Steve. Thank you. No, look, I got a couple people. It looks like they just hit the one, but I was away from the computer. 240-1704. Who that is? 240-1704. That sound like which?
What's up, boss? Nah, this twin from the DMV. Hey, dog.
Yeah. Come on with it, Chris.
Ain't that what Boss Bond said to Keith Barry?
Ain't that what
he did to Keith Barry?
Yeah,
so,
exactly.
I mean, that proves everything we need to know.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm on mute, dog. I'm on mute.
Oh, shit.
No, hey, Skin. Hey, Skin. Hey, Skin.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
If I call you at 12 o'clock noon, I said, Skin, meet me here at 1 o'clock. We going to race. Where you going to be?
I'm going to be there at 1 o'clock if I want to race. If I can get there at 1.
That's what I'm, but you know what I mean? A lot of people try to, well, I couldn't get there. Well, it was this, it was that. Well, obviously, you didn't want to race.
Well,
that's
yeah,
all it is.
Well, I if you had problems, like Ken said, now, if he had to say it a certain time, then I got no argument with it. But my point is, if you are off the trailer racer, you're supposed to be ready to go anytime a joker grab you.
Right. There's still no time.
Yeah.
There's no time stipulated.
You ain't got to shake down. What you waiting on? You ain't got to do no shake down. You off the trailer.
You got
and by the way, where's that gay off the trailer racer that proclaimed off the trailer racer from up north? Where he at? I ain't heard from him.
Oh,
lately.
Man.
Is he okay?
Oh, shit. I'm going on.
Oh, you talking about Leon? That's who I'm talking about. Oh, shit. That's exactly
Lord
who I'm talking about.
Lord have mercy.
Is he all right? Before I start talking about him, is he all right?
He all right.
I think he is.
Far as we know.
I ain't even heard him on the back line. I ain't heard him on the back line either.
I ain't heard him.
Okay.
You know what? I ain't heard him in a while neither. I ain't heard him since time was there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
So. Y'all go by there and make sure he's all right now before I start talking about him now.
Oh man!
Oh, ain't no bad races out here. The last bad race out here is me.
And when you don't be on, there won't be no more.
Not like
I'm going by there Friday morning, dog. I'll check on him. I'm going by there Friday morning. I'll check on him.
Anybody don't like what I say, hit the button and lock me in. I come to your house. I come to your house. Yeah. Hit the one button. I come to your house. Anybody within the sound of my voice.
Mm-hmm.
And whoever washing them dishes, put your phone on mute until you finish washing them damn dishes, please.
I'm going to take this Gelato 41 and mix it with this fruit punch. I'll tell you something about it.
Yeah. Okay. All right, none of my buddies come on here. Bobby Cole, Trigger
Man,
Cowboy, Mike here. And all of them on the show, I'm only the one, you know, I'm hurt. They hurt. I'm over here crying. I'll be over here in about 30 more minutes, though. I'm over here crying, man.
You're going to be all right, dog. You're going to be all right, dog.
Okay,
you got fans in the north. You're going to be all right.
Okay.
You'll be all right.
Okay.
You'll be all right.
Okay.
Yeah. Hey, who said something about that gelato?
Stinking ass man.
Oh, you know what they just said? They call that a neighborhood.
I know what you're talking about.
That's right. I gotta start putting that in the bell report. A neighborhood bell. That's right. Let me get a man on here to call
man
talking shit. Let me find him. What Chuck in? Chuck's here, y'all. Let me find Chuck on him. Let's just Chuck on him.
Not
Chuck
the neighborhood.
Who
the neighborhood bell, dog?
Not the neighborhood, man.
The neighborhood, man. Wit, the neighborhood. Well, shit, he ain't even know
that.
He's just neighborhood.
Oh,
just
man.
Neighborhood.
Not 901 Wit.
Yeah, I got that Gelato 41.
No.
I'm cutting it with that fruit punch berry.
Oh,
I
shit.
Hey. Hey, yo. You got to get that gelato cake, man. That gelato cake.
Gelato cake?
Yeah,
okay.
You got to get that gelato cake.
What do you
got,
Chuck?
Can,
I need to find Chuck, man.
Four?
What Chuck at? Chuck will cut y'all out. Chuck wants him to have some all them cheap beers. You know, Chuck start drinking them cheap beers and get drunk.
Oh, man, not the Miller High Life.
Oh, come on now. God damn, Willie.
Chuck go to the warehouse. You know, the warehouse, when they be at the outdated bills, Chuck go there and buy a bite of cheese, man.
Oh, come on, dog.
Hey, man, I told you I can't hold no secrets. He wasn't told me about it. He said they feel good, but they be outdated, so he get them a half price. Yeah.
Not the leftover Miller High Life.
Yeah. Yeah. No, Chuck, you my buddy, Chuck, though. I want you to go and lock Leon off of me. I need you to knock Leon off of me because Leon ain't got that win on you, and he dodged you. He dodged Ben Tony Mines.
Oh, man.
Oh, God damn.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I'm talking about Tony now.
I just called the way I see it, man. I'm sorry, guys. I'm sorry.
Hey, Willie Dog. Grudge Father.
Yes, sir.
You got to
make
another award. Since you made a Neighborhood Bear Award, you got to give the Ducker of the Week Award as well.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
Get that one out as well.
I'm writing all this down.
Man, you got to get a Ducker of the Week Award, too, now, dog.
Good one.
I see you one-sided, but you're still down the middle.
Well, you know, that ain't part of the battle, folks, you know. You know, that ain't part of the battle, folks. But like I said, I need to start to add some categories to it, though. See, I'm always one-sided, but I'm fair. I'm always going to be one-sided, though, Twins. I'm always going to be one-sided.
Lord, have mercy.
I just want everybody to know, June 5th, I will be at Big Sam Race. I'll be sitting in the back. If you want to pay $5. Kid will be at the gate collecting $5. If y'all want to see me,
right.
I will be sitting in the back.
Bobby Cole going to be up there, too, now. Bobby Cole going to be there, too, now.
Oh, man. Not the Memphis Gangster.
Yeah. They said I need to add a Phone Gangster Award. Let me write all this stuff down. I got to write this down because y'all making kind of sense now. Let's see now. What awards you said I both had now? What was that first one? What happened to my people that was talking?
Okay, dog.
Ducker.
Yeah.
Dog, hold up. You said Neighborhood Bear first, right?
Yeah.
Then I said Ducker. Then somebody else said Phone Gangster. And dog. Hey, let me ask everybody.
I'm writing this down. Now, Twin, slow down, Twin. Now, Phone Gangster, Neighborhood Bear, and what else? I said Ducker. Okay, Ducker.
Now, right? Right now. Yes. Do these two go together? Phone Gangster and Keyboard Gangster of the Week. Do those two go together?
Yeah. Phone Gangster and Keyboard the same. They're about the same band. Yeah. Because, you know, if they ain't typing on Facebook, they talking on the backline, all the blog shows. Yeah. This phone game should be good enough.
And that nasty motherfucker that burped, close your damn mic, you nasty, stinky mouth motherfucker, you.
Thank you, man. Y'all making it easy. Yeah, you right now. You can smell it through the phone, man. Nasty motherfucker.
Very disrespectful.
Yeah, it is very. But that's all right. They just treat me any kind of way, man. You know, I'm gonna start getting my shows like I used to. I'm gonna start having educational shows and everything and. No drama,
man.
Y'all just don't. Yeah, cause kids, man. I could have let the press show went on. I had to get you doggone them weak ass people up from up the Midwest. That old gay ass Jeremiah, old gay ass Drake.
Oh Lord, hell mercy.
Skin ain't said about three cuss words today. I know. I like to pass out. Skin ain't said about three cuss words today. You know.
Yeah.
So, man. I don't know what this world's coming to now. Twins. Ron Green them and Waverly Green them, them your boys?
No, dog. They from VA.
But ain't that the DMV, though?
Ain't that the DMV? I mean, you can say it's the DMV, dog. But,
don't you represent your area the DMV?
Yeah. Okay. Okay, dog. Yes. They are my boys.
Y'all don't even want to recognize your own people, man.
My.
They from the DMV.
I didn't know PNS at DMV.
It didn't say nothing about no P.
Where they from?
They from Virginia, Southern Virginia.
Ain't Virginia part of the DMV? And you want to know why I'm in the DMV? A bunch of weak sissies in the DMV. They don't even recognize their own people. Oh, they're from Virginia. Let me see. What is DMV?
I thought they were just
Maryland,
going down
Virginia.
This way.
What did D stand for? Is it Delaware? Maryland and Virginia? What did D stand for?
You got a point there. You got a point there.
Good Lord.
The man said
you
hear
me?
Hold on.
Hold on. They ain't from the DMV. They from Virginia. Duh. I know Virginia is part of the DMV. Come on. Quinn, I thought you were one of my friends. Were you? You about dumb as truck driver. We got a guy out here we call truck driver. You about dumb as he is.
No, dog. It's because of Virginia.
Man.
It's because of Virginia, dog. They don't count.
Oh, man.
It's a Southern Virginia. They don't count.
Yeah.
Southern Virginia, Northern Virginia.
Oh, my
Western
Lord.
Virginia.
Oh,
Southern Virginia, you got to be in the count. I'm in Richmond. Do I count?
Richmond.
Lord, I'm a...
Man, did you give him some of that? Did you give him some of that?
I'm gonna tell you like this. Let me tell you like this.
I listen at y'all guys in all these shows every night, and what you're doing is turning their own closest ones to you because of sometimes the way you act. So that's why I'm going to get off here, because the way you acting right now is not going to, you know, cause my even to be turned around to somebody that's not using their common sense. I'll see you later.
Good point.
I don't even have no common sense. What are you talking about?
Oh, man.
Oh, shit. Y'all had our known get on y'all ass.
I wish y'all had told me we didn't need no show before I paid my money for this month. Doggone, I could have just not paid my money.
We didn't even say, dog, we on here. Hey, dog, you can't get mad because your favorite ain't on here. We on here now, dog. You just mad because your favorite ain't on here.
Tell him again, man.
Oh, I ain't mad. Somebody tell me what the difference is. I'm not mad. This between mad and disappointed. Tell me the difference in that.
You're disappointed. Well, I'm telling you, I'm disappointed. The difference, dog, they feel different. Yeah, they feel different.
His wife must have made him get off. But somebody give me, what's the difference between being mad and disappointed in this situation? Tell me somebody.
The difference.
Somebody explain that to me.
They spell different.
No. The difference between mad and disappointed is this. Disappointed, you're let down. Mad, you're angered. You feel some type of way. Your aggression is high.
Okay.
Disappointed is you low and you bummed out.
Okay.
Now, what's the difference between his boy and mama? I said they spell different. He tell you something about when you're angry and when you're let down and all that old shit. They spell different.
Bad man. You got the sharpest knife in the draw, man. Come on.
Mad and let down. Let down is when you take your car out there and it burns rubber. Mad is when you go out there and you go red.
Oh, shit, no. Sometimes you ain't mad when you go red.
Make it pop.
Uh-oh. Where's baby boy?
Dog, you don't think they boycott you, do you?
You don't think they boycott you, do you, dog?
Yeah, you already told me.
They banned him from the song. Dog, baby boy is on suspension because he almost got caught by the bumper, so he can't come on the phone right now.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Lord, have mercy.
My light is still.
My. Well,
If y'all ain't got nothing to talk about, let's get out of here, man. I can be resting up. I got a full day. You can hang us up, dog. You go hang us up, cause we still gonna be on the back line talking. If you mad cause your friends come on there, now you wanna hang us up. You go ahead and hang us up then. Well, no, man. If I'm on a national show,
I did wanna have some substance in it, but you right. They gonna get right on the back line and talk about the same. Yeah, you right though, man. But no, I appreciate everybody that did come on. The show was full of that, but ain't nobody said nothing. But anyway, I thank y'all.
Hey, dog, they get to hit the one button.
Yeah, but I've been saying this here.
Tell them, wheelchair.
Hey, I've been making idle threats for months, man. Like, I'm going to get y'all. That's all right. Y'all going to see a new me. That's all right. Unknown told me to be nice. So I'm going to be nice. I'll see y'all when I see y'all.
Hold on, dog. Here come Mike. I hear Mike in the back. I hear Mike in the back because I hear some Jerry juice.